246. Let us sing together. 246.
Down in fear and things are burning. think you probably know that we have an hour tonight, and then the staff has a meeting following this, so at 9 o'clock we have to be out so the staff can be in and have their staff meeting. But we're thankful that we can have an opportunity once again to turn our hearts, our attention, our minds to Him. Let Jesus minister to us. Let Him have His way with you. I thought, I know there are five or so guests coming on Monday, and I think there may be, I don't know if anybody's leaving, I'm not sure. Oh, one person I know is leaving Sunday, maybe a couple others. So you're stuck with who you see for the next week. And so get used to it, and let's love one another. And let's pray for one another, believe the Lord to work in every one of our hearts. There are people that are in this room that you don't know. You'll know them soon. I hope you will. And we want to know Jesus better when we leave than when we've come. We want more of Him. He has to increase. We have to decrease. And so we're thankful for every opportunity that we have. And tonight, once again, to drink from that fountain of living water, to eat that manna, that bread of life that's come down to feed us. Feed me till I want no more. Lord, fill me till that cup runs over. And Jesus has that for us. We want to pray for the rest of camp. The children are halfway through, almost. And tomorrow we have the opportunity to hear from them and visit with them down in the village. Maybe this would be the time to read Brother Paul or refer to Brother Paul's announcement. And that is that tomorrow morning's meeting begins at 10:15. Not here. If you're sitting here tomorrow morning at 10:15 and you realize I'm alone, there's a good reason. The meeting is down in the village. If you don't think you can get that far on your own steam, there's a car that can transport you down at 9:45 outside the minister's room, which is right here, right on the road or on the side of the road. There'll be someone to transport anyone that would like a ride tomorrow morning at 9:45. Don't miss your chance, okay? If you get down there on your own at 10:10. You'll be allowed up into the village. You can wait by the sign that says Village Restricted Area until right after breakfast. But you'll be waiting there until 10:10 when the ushers will say, okay, go ahead. And then you get to walk up into the meeting house, and the meeting will then begin at 10:15. Now we want to pray for the rest of camp. Let's ask Jesus to bless the cottage, the village, and minister to them. Father, thank you again that we can come to the throne of grace and ask for help, Lord, for all of the campers. Bless the boys down in the village tonight. Lord, we pray for each boy. You know the needs that are represented. Jesus, solve every problem, undo every tangle. Jesus, straighten out everything that needs straightening out. Minister as only you can this night, Lord. We know that you've been working. You've done much. We pray, Lord, that every boy will experience you. Why not tonight, Lord? Why not tonight? Meet them. Speak to their hearts. Draw them, Lord, and be glorified. Same with the cottagers, Lord. And as they have opportunity to minister to us tomorrow, Brother Peter, Sister Diane, the children, Lord, we pray that you'll bless them and make their ministry to us rich. Oh, Lord, we just commit this evening to you, Lord, our time together. Bless each one. Bless Brother Paul as he's making his way up here soon. Lord, we just pray that you'll cover him with your precious blood. Continue to give him the strength that he's in need of in his body, the recovery and the healing. Thank you for all you've done and are doing. For Jesus' sake, we ask it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Maybe we could sing together 462. 462, drinking at the springs of living water. 462.
Hallelujah.